You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Babies being born too early is the number one cause of infant mortality in the United States. Public health officials thought they had turned the corner, but after nearly a decade of decline, preterm birth is back on the rise. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco are working with mothers from around the Bay Area to determine root causes and solutions. Cassidy Rosenblum reports.
All right, San Francisco, if you're feeling good, let me hear you say ashe.
Ashe!
If you are ready to end health inequities, let me hear you say ashe.
On a recent Thursday evening, close to 50 women and their families gather on the steps of City Hall, waving purple lights and chanting,
40 weeks! 40 weeks!
It's a rallying cry for many there who have experienced preterm birth. That's when a baby is born before 37 weeks.
I was born early. I was a preemie.
Cheyenne is an energetic 8-year-old. She was born at 31 weeks.
So it was really, really, really stressful. Like, there was a point where they weren't sure.
And that's her mother, Shantae Beck.
And, I mean, I don't want to say this in front of her, but there was a point where I was just like, if she doesn't make it, that's it for me.
Beck works with the Preterm Birth Initiative. It's a partnership between researchers at UCSF and women of color who have had preterm births. Nationally, just under 10% of babies are born preterm. But for Black women in San Francisco, that number is about 14%. At tonight's rally in honor of World Prematurity Day, the goal is to raise awareness of preterm birth and advocate for health equity. The signs on the steps say things like, "Nothing about us without us," and reflect the group's mission: put women who have actually experienced preterm birth in charge of policy change. Monique Lassar is the executive director of Rafiki Coalition for Health and Wellness, based in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood. Blinking back tears, she calls on the power of story before launching into her own.
My parents were 20 and 21 years old. They lived in poverty in rural Pennsylvania. They had no running water, no electricity. My father had been recently released from 3 years in the federal pen. I was a preemie born in 1970 at 27 weeks.
Lassar says she never considered how her own prematurity affected her before she learned about the Preterm Birth Initiative.
I didn't think about my ADHD, my dyslexia, my weight gain, my depression, my anxiety. I thought they were the legacy of toxic stress, racism, intergenerational trauma, and poverty. I had not added this extra piece. I did not know that in 1970, they didn't talk about babies being born at 27 weeks because they didn't survive.
Babies who survive preterm birth are at risk for a long list of health complications, like cerebral palsy, breathing problems, and learning disabilities. Other countries, like Japan and Canada, fare significantly better than the U.S. Why does the U.S. struggle on this issue, especially when it comes to poor women and women of color? Researchers aren't 100% sure, but women here say they've learned that there's one common denominator.
The overarching issue is stress.
Breanne Taylor also works with the Preterm Birth Initiative. She says while stress can come from a variety of places, one looms largest in the Bay Area.
Stress that comes from inadequate housing, from not knowing if you're going to be evicted from your housing today or if you're even going to get housing tomorrow.
Taylor's asked for City Hall.
We, first and foremost, want a classification for pregnant women. Too often in housing, single people who are pregnant aren't able to apply for the public housing, aren't able to get into the programs with the grants because they aren't yet a family. That interim period is so, so, so important. They cannot be left out.
As the rally drew to a close, singer Amina Ahmad led the crowd in an affirmation. She invoked Oshun, a Yoruba goddess associated with motherhood, and ended with this chant.
And so this song is dedicated to all of those under oppression. And as we all have a belly button, we all come from the goddess. Ashe.
Ashe, the crowd called, waving their violet lights. Ashe, so it will be. In San Francisco, I'm Cassidy Rosenblum for Cross Currents.
From ghetto to goddess, from ghetto to goddess, from ghetto to goddess, come on, from ghetto to goddess, goddess.